Democratic presidential candidate Andrew Yang was a virtual unknown tech entrepreneur when he began his campaign last November. But the long-shot candidate has come a long way since then. He's qualified for the Democratic debates later this month with more than 100,000 individual campaign contributions, and he's cracked CNN's list of the top 10 Democratic candidates. He joins us this morning from New Hampshire to discuss his central campaign promise, a universal basic income for all Americans over the age of 18. It's part of our continuing series of conversations with the presidential candidates. Andrew Yang, good morning. Thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
So you're giving an Iowa family $1,000 a month for a year to promote your plan for universal basic income, which you're calling a freedom dividend. How would you pay for this on a national scale, and why is it so important?
Well, when you look up, Bob, you see that Amazon, a trillion-dollar tech company, paid zero in taxes last year. At the same time, Amazon's soaking up $20 billion in commerce every year, causing 30% of American malls and Main Street stores to close, while being a retail clerk is still the most common job in our economy. So the way we pay for the freedom dividend is we create a mechanism through which Amazon and Facebook and Google and Uber all pay into our system and distribute the gains from innovation and technology to the American people. This is one reason the freedom dividend is so important. The reason why Donald Trump is our president today is that we automated away 4 million manufacturing jobs in Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. We're in the midst of the greatest economic and technological transformation in the history of our country, what experts are calling the fourth industrial revolution. So the way we pay for this is by harnessing technology and distributing the gains to the American people in the form of a dividend of $1,000 a month.
You already awarded a New Hampshire family the $1,000 a month stipend back in February. How's that going for them?
Well, it's going great. You know, they didn't spend it initially. They were trying to figure out what they wanted to do with it, but they're already telling me that it's reduced their stress levels. It's made them much more able to breathe freely, and that's what would happen to families around the country. The Fassi family in New Hampshire, they have a daughter in college, and we know how incredibly expensive college is today. And so their situation is exactly how it would play out for families around the country.
You have a lot of policy ideas with over 100 proposals on your website, everything from increasing teacher salaries to a local journalism fund. Your two other main priorities, according to your website, are Medicare for All and human-centered capitalism. Tell us about human-centered capitalism. What's it mean?
Well, right now our GDP is at record highs, while our life expectancy has declined for the last 3 years due to surges in suicides and drug overdoses. GDP is an archaic measurement that is leading us in the wrong direction. Self-driving trucks will be great for GDP, but they will be terrible for the 3.5 million Americans who drive a truck for a living, and the 7 million-plus Americans who work in truck stops, motels, and diners that rely upon the truckers getting out and having a meal. So if GDP is the wrong measurement, instead we should be using health and life expectancy, mental health and freedom from substance abuse, clean air and clean water, average income and affordability, childhood success rates. These would be the new GDP under my administration, the American Scorecard, and I would report on them every year at the State of the Union. That's what human-centered capitalism is. It is using our markets to actually benefit us and our well-being, because GDP is leading us in the wrong direction.
Let me ask you about a story that's in the news this morning. The Pentagon claims Iran removed evidence from the scene of yesterday's attack on two ships in the Strait of Hormuz. Iran denies removing a landmine from the area of yesterday's attacks. Are you worried that the U.S. is moving toward a military conflict with Iran?
I am very concerned about the fact that we're moving towards a military conflict. I am one of four presidential candidates to sign a pledge to end the forever wars. We need to move away from this endless conflict we've been in since 2001, push the power to declare war back to Congress where it belongs, and the American people where it belongs. So I'm deeply concerned that we're heading in the wrong direction in the Middle East right now where Iran is concerned.
One more question this morning, if I might, Mr. Yang. There are more than 20 Democrats running for the 2020 nomination. In most polls, you register at around 1%. How do you hope to stand out in this wicked crowded field? And do you think you have a viable path to the Democratic nomination?
Well, as you said, I've come out of nowhere to be top 10 in CNN's rankings. I have over 100,000 donors, which is going to get me not only on the debate stage in June and July, but also in September, when the field will thin from 20 to approximately 8. I'm here in New Hampshire campaigning, and the energy in the campaign is electric, in large part because I'm talking about the real problems that are facing the American people that got Donald Trump elected. I'm the only candidate focused upon the fourth industrial revolution. And putting a freedom dividend into our hands will create millions of jobs, will make our children and families stronger and healthier, will enable us all to more effectively transition in this historic time. That's why I'm not just going to contend, I'm going to win the nomination.
Well, does that mean you can win, or that you will win in Iowa, that you will win in New Hampshire? What are you predicting?
I'm predicting that we are going to shock the world in the early states, which include obviously Iowa and New Hampshire, because when I go to the people in Iowa and New Hampshire, they understand what's happening around them. They see their Main Street stores getting boarded up. They see their children feeling like they have to leave for better opportunities someplace else, and they know that we can do something about it.
Democratic presidential candidate Andrew Yang, thanks very much for speaking with us this morning from New Hampshire.
Well, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for having me.